Easy, Rob versus Bo.
It's time to start the show.
Wait.
What?
You already know.
Joke of the week.
What have you up, beat?
Big words for a geek.
Facts, what have you on fleek?
Cause knowledge is the key. It's Dayton.
It's Easy, Rob versus Bo.
It's time to start the show.
Wait.
What?
You already know.
Jokes and facts.
Books we recommend.
If you like it in email.
You should press send.
Settle down, buckle up.
Said by your mom. And go to bro.com.
It's Dayton.
It's Easy. Bro versus bro.
It's time to start the show.
Wait.
What?
You already know.
Wait.
What?
You already know.
Wait.
What?
You already know.
Hello, and welcome to the Bro versus Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. How can you find Will Smith in the snow?
I don't know. How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
Look for fresh prints.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Okay, if you'd like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that are about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro at outlook.com. So now it's time for this week's big word of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The big word of the week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The big word of the week is quixotic, which is spelled quixotic. Which means foolishly impractical, especially in the pursuit of ideals.
So, doing stuff that's impractical?
Doing stuff stupid.
Doing stupid stuff, okay.
Have you ever done anything quixotic?
No. Okay, I'm just gonna ignore that and go right into this week's African American athlete. Which is brought to you by the Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's African-American athlete is James Nathaniel Brown, better known as Jim Brown. Jim Brown is a former American professional football player, sports analyst, and actor. Who was a fullback for the Cleveland Browns of the National Football League from 1957 through 1965. Brown currently holds NFL records for most games with 24 or more points in a career, which is 6, highest career touchdowns per game, 1.068, and many more. So Dayton, what do you think of Jim Brown?
He did a lot of stuff. He was even an actor. Yeah. And 1.068?
Touchdowns per game.
That's a nice number. Yeah.
Think you could?
Yeah.
You could guard him?
Yeah.
In his prime, you think you could guard him?
Yep.
You could just.
Yeah, I got him.
You take him down?
Yep.
All 50 pounds.
I'm more than 50.
52. I'll play. Okay. Now it's time.
I could jam him.
For this week's this or that question, which Dayton has for us.
This week's This or That is brought to us by CarolinaHoopFest.com. You can contact Tyler to sign up for leagues at CarolinaHoopFest.com. From third grade to high school, that's leagues. Camping or binge-watching shows at home?
Dayton, we go and choose first.
I choose camping because you could whip out your phone and binge-watch something. Yep.
Okay.
So I choose camping.
So, I guess I have to choose binge-watching shows at home. I choose this because, basically, when you binge-watch shows at home, you know, you get comfortable. You can get really comfortable. Like, you can, like, get on the couch. You can, like, just lay there.
But you have to turn your head to look at TV.
Okay, listen. There's a nice little arm on the couch where you can put your head.
That's uncomfortable.
No. Okay, sir. He's gonna shoot down all my ideas.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess I have served no purpose in this segment. So that's this week's this or that question. If you'd like to send us in a this or that question or any of these other segments that we're about to go through or just went through, any of those, you can contact us at bruh versus bro@outlook.com and you can win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Posters that say bruh versus bro.
That's crazy.
Solar toys.
It's lit.
And much more.
Yeah. I heard both. Time's out of the show. Okay. Now it's time for this week's book recommendation. It is A Year Down Yonder. So, basically, the Great Depression is finally over. Just putting you in the scene right now. Okay. But times are still hard. Okay? You know? Because her parents cannot care for her while they struggle to regain their financial footing back in Chicago. 60-year-old Mary Alice is sent to live with her grandma Dowdle in a small town in southern Illinois. Although she and her brother Joey had traveled this trip many a time, this is Mary Alice's first time going alone. So, you know, she had a good time over there. You can read about it in the book. Just recommended it. Like the song says. That's why it's called
a book recommendation.
Yep, and that's this week's book recommendation. So now as we get into the final segment of this week's show, it's time for the fact of the day, which Dayton has for us.
This week's fact of the day is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. 1999, USA, Donald Jones on the day March 29th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 10,000 for the first time at 10,006.78.
That's good, or?
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. If you get a dollar for each one of those,
that's $10,000.
You got $10,000.678.
No,
$10,006.78. Okay. So now I'm going to give some shout outs to some family members. Just, you know, everybody. Grandpa Joe.
Grandma
too. Yeah, everybody out there. Because, you know, you guys got to stay inside, please.
Stay inside.
Wash your hands. Don't wash be getting little natural little booger pickers all booger, around the place.
Your booger pickers.
Don't be nasty like that. And stay clean.
Stay clean. Wash your hands. Say happy birthday.
All the cousins, everybody out there.
All the aunts and uncles.
All everybody. All the moms and dads and producers.
And
all those people, just, you know, be safe in these harsh times.
Stay here.
Contact your loved ones to make sure they're okay.
Yep.
I just contacted Barney, he's all good.
Barney's all good.
Okay, so now I give some shout outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do with our therapy dog. And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. See you guys next week. This is Bruh versus Bro.